Henry Schein and a couple local dentists did a mini conference out there. And the interaction that I got from the dentist, it felt like I went in a time machine and went backwards like 10 years in the state.
Let's say I go to a hospital because I have to get my appendix out. While I'm in there, in hospital acquired conditions where I may end up with issue B, issue C, etc. In a private equity backed hospital, I am 25.4% more likely to receive a hospital received issue. And this was not a small study that they did. This was across 51 private equity.
JAMA, PE money coming in to hospitals and what happens when PE money comes in and how that affects the patients and their overall health, which my mind was absolutely blown on this one. Then last episode, you talked about the Vision Pro and how it'd be used in dental. I watched the video and I was like, dude, this is what Tanner just talked about. This is amazing. So I go in there and I'm like, this is so cool. Great job. And then I started reading the comments. She got so much hate in the comments. To another episode of Dental Rift. I'm your co-host, Gary Bird. I'm the founder of SMC National, where we help you create, convert, and close more new patients so you can grow the way you want.
My name is Tanner Applegate. I'm the CEO and founder of Unify. We are a password manager for dental offices, making your life so much easier so you don't ever get locked out again.
Awesome, man. Well, we got some really good topics today. So you have one on JAMA PE money coming in to hospitals and what happens when PE money comes in and how that affects the patients and their overall health, which my mind was absolutely blown on this one. Also, I recently went to Hawaii and I met with a bunch of dentists there and it was actually kind of crazy. It was kind of like taking a time machine back. And I want to talk with you about that. And then last episode, you talked about the Vision Pro and how it'd be used in dental. And somebody actually made a video on exactly what you said, Tanner. Mm-hmm. Like when I saw it, I like instantly thought of you. So which of these do you think we should tackle first?
Let's start with Hawaii.
Okay. So I went to Henry Schein and a couple local dentists did a full arch, little mini conference out there to help with doctors with marketing and financing and clinical. And so I went out there and I spoke. And the questions that I got and the interaction that I got from the dentist, not from a clinical standpoint, but just from a operational standpoint, it felt like I went in a time machine and went backwards like 10 years in the States. Because a lot of the questions, a lot of the comments, and a lot of the feedback that I got was exactly what it was like 10 years ago when I would go talk to dentists about marketing here and operational things here. And when I shared that with you, I know you had a comment about that, that you've experienced something.
Give me some examples though. I mean, I know you said it was like 10 years ago, but like, give me some examples of some of the stuff or mindsets that they had where you were like blown away.
I'll give you the first one. So they raised, I could do my whole thing and I'm like, any questions? And someone raised their hand and said, have you ever heard of Chrisad? And I'm like, yeah, the postcard company. Yeah, 100%. I know Chrisad very well. They do some cool stuff. He was like, yeah, that's all we do here. And I was like, okay. What do you mean by that's all we do here? He's like, all of us dentists, if we market, that's how we market. And I'm like, okay, well, what do you do online? We have a website. And I'm like, do you guys know anybody who's doing any marketing? They're like, no, I don't think that like, there's like really, I'm sure there might be somebody there doing online marketing, but he was just like, no, we all do Chrisad. That's where, if I wanted marketing, I go to postcards first.
Yeah. That's funny. So I went to Hawaii around the same time as you. And the thing that like instantly came to my mind when you said that is when we went to the airport, like Hawaii, first off, Hawaii is like this glamorized destination, not just for like the United States, but for everywhere, right? It's like Hawaii is like up there is like the most glamorized tropical island destination that you can go to. And so in my mind, I'm thinking like Hawaii is like, oh, they're progressive. They're like bringing all these people out there, et cetera. I show up to this airport. And I did. I felt like I went back into like the 80s and 90s with how much it hadn't been updated since then. Right. And that is another example where like the whole culture of Hawaii feels like they're just step back in time that they don't need to or want to progress. And so it's interesting to me though, that the dental mindset has followed that too. Because that's exactly what I was thinking while we were there.
Sorry to interrupt, but I got something really, really important to share with you that's going to bring massive impact to your practice. So every year, things change in your market. Every single year, people move, incomes change, populations change, and it's really important that you stay up to date with that. And one of the things that we want to offer to all of our listeners completely for free is mapping out your new patients. So we're not going to only show you where your new patients are coming from on a map, just like this above, but we're also going to show you the income areas that they're coming from, the different pockets of income, as well as the populations, to make sure that you have supporting areas to where you can attract more new patients. And lastly, we're going to map out all of your competition for you for free. This is 100% for free, no obligation. And we're really excited to share this with all of our listeners. So all you have to do is go to maps.smcnational.com. And it's first come, first serve. We're not going to offer this forever. So if you want to get this, get in now. Get all your new patients mapped out for the new year. We're looking forward to talking to you soon. Thanks. Yeah, it's interesting. I was shocked. I think being on an island has a part of it. Like, right? Like you're almost like in a time capsule. So someone has to bring this in for like bring the stuff there to you. And then also, like, I was listening to clinically how they had to deal with stuff, and they're like, yeah, right now when you want an impression, you have to do the impressions, and then you have to mail it to the mainland, and then hope it gets there, and then they have to like get it on the mainland, and then you have to ship it back. Like, logistically, it's just a lot of moving stuff. And then also, like, I don't think there's anybody who's, I don't know of any marketing companies that have been like, oh, I'm going to go focus in Hawaii and get clients there. And, you know, I've never even thought that way to even think about Hawaii.
Last podcast episode we did, I don't know if you remember, but we talked about like the decline of individual practices. In that report farther down, there was a graph that we didn't talk about on the air, but it was, what state are you least likely to be associated with a DSO on? Number one was Alaska. Number two was Hawaii. Right. And so I think that that's also probably part of the case, is that like realistically, they don't need to increase the business acumen because the competition isn't really as much there. I'd be curious what the population density is, like what the patient to dentist population density is.
Yeah, I bet you. Yeah, I don't know. Like most of the dentists seem like locals, though. They didn't seem like there were people who, it's not like other states where you meet all the dentists and all the dentists are like, yeah, I grew up over here and then moved down here to open my practice. They were all from, like all the dentists were from Hawaii. Like, that's the way it seemed.
I just got done with a conference in Orlando and I met these three friends that like, they were friends, I think, in dental school, and they started a DSO together, and they were at 10 locations now out in Kansas City. And one of the three friends after dental school, he went and practiced a handful of years in Hawaii at a DSO. It wasn't his practice. It was at a DSO. And so I wouldn't be surprised if there were like one or two like of these DSOs that literally just churned dentists in, right? Like, hey, it's so glamorous and exciting to go to Hawaii. But he did say that, like, I didn't talk to him a ton about his Hawaii experience, but he did say that it was different clinically practicing there for sure than when he came back to the mainland and practice. So it's fascinating. And also, having spent time in Hawaii, their culture is such a relationship-based culture that it wouldn't be surprising to me that like 99% of their marketing is referral-based.
Yeah. So I actually asked that question. I said, how far out are your patients coming from? Because I'm curious, because is it the whole island? Is it like way further that they're driving in? Yeah. Or like, how far out are they driving from? And his answer was, they don't drive, they walk to my office. And they all started laughing. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's true. So it is, it's just a totally different culture. Like, it's a different, it's not like America in the mainland, right? Like, at all. So it's interesting. And they were all super nice, super kind. Like, it was great. It wasn't anything bad. It was just really, really different. And I noticed right away. So I wanted to share this Instagram video with you. And then we'll talk about the JAMA thing, because I think the JAMA thing is like really, really powerful stuff that you're going to share, and kind of scary, to be honest with you. But let me share. Well, first, last week, just share your vision, Tanner, that you shared last week for the Vision Pros of how dentists were going to use them.
Dentists, in using it in conjunction with patients, right? My thoughts were, you put it on, you go into the patient's mouth, and then in around the patient's mouth, all of a sudden now you have this, right now you have just dead space, right? You don't use it for anything, but you could use it then for information about what you need about this patient around that patient's mouth, like x-rays, patient history, et cetera.
Okay, so now I'm going to share this with you. The day after you said that, this video was posted.
Pushing the envelope professionally keeps my fire alive. Imagine the dental clinical experience from the future, only it is in the future. It's now. Moving out of the comfort zone to integrate technology, to simplify the complex, to be better prepared, more informed, to communicate better with my patients so that we can begin with the end in mind and traveled the road there together. This right here seems like a scene from a sci-fi movie, but it isn't. This is a simulation of what the modern dentistry appointment could be, with a physical evaluation, multiple floating screens with all the information you need on your patient, bringing to the forefront the relevant information of the moment, Smile Architect, remote AI virtual care, real-time super fast scanning, digital smile design, x-rays, the patient chart with the clinical notes and all the details, CBCT for reviewing pathology or maybe for planning implants or a surgery, and even comparing it to historical images of treatment, and, you know, even touchless texting home that you're almost done with your patients and you're coming.
Was that what you were talking about?
I mean, she kept popping up, which is more than what I was thinking, right? I was thinking more just like right there in the patient's face. But I think that that is exactly kind of what I'm thinking through. And as I'm thinking through what I know about the Vision Pro, it's exactly is that, right? Like, you're essentially able to take your computer and just post like different web browsers or whatever around you. I'm like, yeah, that is completely capable right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So she got, here's the interesting thing, Tanner. So much hate in the comments. I watched the video and I was like, dude, this is what Tanner just talked about. This is amazing. So I go in there and I'm like, this is so cool. Great job. And then I started reading the comments and the dentist were like, this is stupid. But like, it was so negative, insanely negative. And so I was just like, I actually reached out to her personally just to encourage her, because I know what that's like to be like bombed like that where everybody's telling you you're dumb. I was like, hey, you're doing a great job. Keep it up. And I was like, hey, if you want to come on a podcast and talk about this, I'd love to talk about this. People are going to get left in the dust on this, and I would love to hear your thoughts on it. So she was super cool. But yeah, I was blown away by the negativity around it.
I mean, think about DSOs, right? Everyone was hating on the DSOs until it just becomes farther up the adoption curve. Yep. And I think that the more and more that people start adopting this, it's going to become a reality.
100%, 100%. All right. Break down JAMA for me.
All right. JAMA is, I don't know, honestly, a ton about JAMA. I know that they do a lot of investigations in healthcare and then release a lot of kind of reports of their findings. Okay. So I want to do one that stood out to me that was fascinating and I think had a very interesting correlation to dental. Okay. So let's say that I go into a dental office, I mean, not dental office, a hospital, right? I go into a hospital because I have, issue A right now that I need to get treated.
Let's say you have to have your appendix taken out. Let's just
right. I have
out.
To get my appendix out. Okay. While I'm in there, there is what is called in hospital acquired conditions where I may end up with issue B, issue C, etc. Okay. In a private equity backed hospital, I am 25.4% more likely to receive a hospital received issue in addition to what I'm trying to get fixed originally than a non-PE backed hospital. And this was not a small study that they did. This was across 51 private equity owned hospitals, 662,000 patients, and 4,160,000 patients and 259 hospital locations. So this was a big study, 25.4% likely. That is not an insignificant number, Gary.
No, it's a huge number, and there's a reason for it, right? So something's happening where shortcuts are being taken, right? That's the conclusion that we can come to, right?
Something like that. So they're saying they thought, oh, maybe it's like a difference in age, different in all these different things. And they went through and they explained the PE-backed hospitals had a significantly younger population visiting them too, where they shouldn't have gotten any kind of co-transmitted disease or issue. So it was insane to me.
So what do we learn from this? That there's something when PE gets involved.
When PE gets involved, the amount of the quality of outcomes go down. And I want somebody to do this study in dental. Right.
You think it's the same in dental?
I think it's the same in dental. How many times does a PE backed company push a dentist to do some work that maybe they didn't need to do, or they end up with a reoccurring issue afterwards that they have to come and get treated?
Wow. That's scary, bro. That scares the junk out of me, especially for hospitals.
And I don't know who would be the one to go in and do this kind of research. I don't think it would be the ADA. The ADA right now has to protect their stance on DSOs, right? I don't know who would be the one to do this in dental, but I could almost guarantee that there's a higher likelihood for reoccurring oral health issues in a PE-backed DSO than a non-PE-backed one. And it also has to do with their target dentist population too, right? They're usually younger, more inexperienced, et cetera. I don't know. To me, the fact that this has been proven in healthcare networks and hospital networks, it's only a matter of time to just prove it out in dental.
Yeah, 100%. It's interesting, bro. That is a big problem. Well, that was a good episode, bro. You did a good job.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, man.
Peace.